This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's start. I want to start with the pro game here real quick before we get into Ohio State, Texas. Isaiah Bond yesterday, you know, he's got some troubles, doesn't get drafted. Now all of a sudden he's clear, sounds good. And then he puts this big post out saying he wanted to thank the Cleveland Browns for what's going on. Give us the background on him and, you know, what's the story there? And then if the Browns do sign him, what are they getting?
Well, I would tell you this, you know, regardless of things that have either happened or not happened in the past and where he's valued in the public eye, one thing about Isaiah Bond is he's a pretty determined young man. And I think the Longhorns first saw that when he was playing for Alabama. And even in that Saturday night game in Tuscaloosa a couple of years ago that Texas won, Bond had a big catch in that game for the Crimson Tide. And then they brought him into Austin. And or from a couple of years ago. And then when they got him to Austin, he was a big playmaker. He was hampered at times by injuries, but when he was healthy, he was dynamite as not only a possession receiver, but also because of his speed out there on the field, and was an excellent downfield blocker as well. So all of that happened. Of course, there was the off the field situation, the arrest and being initially charged with a sexual assaulting it, and that right from the very outset, he vehemently defended himself and said that this isn't so. And eventually those who are in the position of deciding such things agreed with him. He was no build. He was completely cleared of any wrongdoing. And you know, he credited the Browns, and I think the Browns deserve some credit for monitoring the situation all along, because until the arrest happened, he was picked as being at the very least a high second round pick and maybe even a first round pick. And when that kind of opportunity goes by the boards and that kind of money for him goes by the boards, he was definitely going to fight for his clearance, his situation. And once that was in the clear, the Browns went right ahead and signed him. And now he seems, again, to use that word, determined to show the rest of the NFL what they might have missed out on. And as he said, to justify what the Browns did. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch him from here out, where he can go from there. And, you know, even at this part where we're, you know, crested the halfway mark of training camp and now into the home stretch of the preseason, what he might be able to pick up quickly and learn.
So 34 catches for 540 yards and five touchdowns for the Longhorns. Not exactly the high-end production that a lot of people would point to for what you're saying, Craig, in a second rounder, possibly a first rounder as well. What does Isaiah Bond bring to the table if he does get on the field for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, it's right and proper to mention those numbers for a couple of reasons. One is he fought through some injuries, and then also because of the weapons Texas had around him, both in the passing game and on the ground. And I think, you know, it was a real spread the wealth kind of offensive season for the Longhorns in going 13-3 last year and going to the semifinals of the playoff before falling to Ohio State. And I think first and foremost, you're going to get a guy who is sure-handed, can catch the football. He's really good at being able to get into space. You know how it is with offensive coaches and head coaches. They love to talk about making plays in space. He can certainly do that. And he's got great speed. So I think all of those things are to his benefit as he tries to ramp up his evaluation, so to speak, for the Browns so that they are happy with what they got here at this late stage here into the summer headed toward the start of the season.
Craig Way joining us, voice of the Texas Longhorns on the Fan Hotline. Okay, Craig, so I've read a bunch of stuff about him as a track star when he was like 9 years old and breaking all sorts of records.
How fast is he?
How fast is he?
Yeah.
From someone who has watched him from a perch, how fast is this dude?
There were one thing that was great when he was playing for Texas is that they got a lot of fast dudes. And there was the constant comparisons and the questions about who's the fastest on the football team. And, you know, if you ask most of the rest of the players while he was there, many of them said him, and this is how I know that he was fast enough, certainly other than watching him in game action and on the practice field. Most of the rest of the players were kind of measuring themselves against Isaiah about, well, are you the fastest guy? Well, if it's not Isaiah, it's me. You know, it'd be that kind of thing. Or we're right there against one another. So there were those regular comparisons were made to him. And there were times that, you know, you'd hear things of a 4.2 and you'd hear things that, those kinds of things and what he'd also done in the combine. Put it this way, when Xavier Worthy was on the team before obviously going on to the Chiefs, those two were a lot of fun to watch. And I do think that Bond certainly can hold his own on a track with just about anybody in the NFL.
All right, Craig, let's talk about Arch Manning for a second, because let's talk about the NFL prospects down the road, because there's a lot of people here that want to connect the dots with Jimmy Haslam, who owns the Browns, and you know they'd love to get Peyton in here to be somewhere in the front office at least as an advisor. I like the fact over the last couple of weeks that it sounds like he's going to stay, and at least it seems like it's going that way. Just give me your perspective on what you think is how his future projects beyond college.
Well, I think that, believe it or not, I know a lot of folks who, live in the instant gratification society in which we all dwell, but, you know, probably were expecting him to only be here for one full season as quarterback. Let me also say this. A lot of those people, not all of them, but a lot of those people are the same people who thought he could have and should have been the starter last year when Quinn Ewers was playing. And nothing could be further from the truth. And Arch and his family would be the first to tell you that. They said he wasn't ready. Yes, the way that Steve Sarkisian, you know, guided the offense to work him into the system, especially with his mobility, was an excellent progression for him. But his dad, Cooper, and his uncles, Peyton and Eli, and his grandfather, Archie, all had said that redshirting 2 years ago was going to be the best thing for him. Peyton was wanting to have redshirted, couldn't do it, had to be forced into the lineup due to the injury when he was playing at Tennessee. Eli was able to redshirt under David Cutcliffe. And they all thought, the family thought, that it was a benefit. And I'll add this. when you hear me say things about the family thought this and the family thought that, that was it. It was a unified voice coming from the family, from his dad and mom, from the uncles, and from the grandfather. They've all been one unified front in watching and helping to guide his development. But they have been wonderful relatives and parents in sitting back and observing, and they've all been very, very pleased and complimentary of Sark and the staff and what they've done. And for his part, Arch is a great young man, great guy. It said that, as a competitor last year, he goes, yeah, it was tough. It was kind of tough that you want to get out there. But he also understood the larger picture of it. And he feels so much better now going into this season, knowing he's the starter, knowing there's not that question about whether he should start or viewers should start or any of that other stuff. My goodness, he's got enough circus surrounding him as it is without having that there. So all of that, I think, feeds into it and his development as well.
Yeah, it just seems interesting when we hear all the stories about, parents and pushing and trying to make sure your kid gets on the field right away. And maybe it's just having the comfort of knowing that it says Manning on your back when you go out on the field. But everything you just laid out about the Manning family just seems so logical and makes a lot of sense. And it's almost, as you said, in a circus, there's like this reality of how you can actually develop a quarterback in a world where we're jumping in the transfer portal because our freshman kid isn't going to get a chance to play this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if the Mannings are saying that, shouldn't everybody else kind of understand where that is? If for no other reason, because of the NFL pedigrees of those three guys I mentioned, and the guidance of his father, who, by the way, has not missed a single Texas game in the time that Arch has been on campus, including his redshirting year, his freshman year. I mean, Cooper knew he wasn't going to be playing in that, and other than a little spot thing, keeping it inside the four-game window as a true freshman to retain your redshirt, mm-hmm. And then last year in his time, with the times that he did get on the field, and it wasn't an awful lot, but he showed enough to show that he was making progress. And asked Texas A&M about that touchdown run he made, or UTSA, that 67-yard run, when he showed what a lot of the football players like to refer to as functional mobility. He had all of that, and he had some wheels, and I think all of that, it plays into it and into his development. So it's been a process, but they said from day one, this is going to be a process. You don't come in, even as a five-star, even with that name, and expect to be ready to go the first game of your true freshman season. That's a recipe for risk at the very least, and maybe even disaster. And I think they've taken the right tack with him, and I think the family has looked at it the same way, and most importantly, Arch has approached it from that perspective, and that's why I think that he has made progress. Now, the first big acid test obviously is going to come for you when he is the unquestioned number one quarterback, and he's got to go in and play the defending national champions on their home field to open his redshirted sophomore season. So that's going to be more of a test. But I think he's better prepared for that test now than he would have been, say, a year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, joining us on the fan hotline. So you lost two wide receivers, Matthew Golden, Isaiah Bond as well, and that big game coming up at the Horseshoe, which everybody around here is all pumped up for. Give us where the wide receiving core is for Texas, who Arch is going to be thrown to, and somebody to keep an eye on.
Well, I think the big play guy that a lot of folks are going to look at is Ryan Wingo. He's a sophomore, and they've used him a lot on speed sweeps and things of that nature, but also to catch the ball as well. And I think he is going to be one of the key guys. The other guy that I really like is a guy who's had to fight through some injuries, but he's a veteran, and that's DeAndre Moore. Outstanding possession receiver. I think those two guys. There's a redshirt freshman also by the name of Parker Livingstone, who exhibits good speed and just a great possession type. In addition to those three guys, they've been really good over the past few years at getting production out of their tight end position. And while they lost an outstanding tight end in Gunnar Helm to the NFL draft, they've got one they are really excited about who transferred in from California in Jack Endries. And when he was at Cal, he was a real possession tight end, but a guy who could also stretch the field the way that Sark likes to run his offense. Is as evidence of this, at the first part of the week, Jack Endries was added to one of those national award watch lists. And it wasn't the John Mackey Award for the nation's best tight end. It was the Biletnikoff Award. And this is a tight end. So it's regardless of whether what your receiving position is, whether you're an X, a wide out or a slot, here's a tight end added to the Biletnikoff Award watch. Now, the Mackey Award people followed up the very next day, and he's on that list too. But I think that's another guy to watch in addition to the wide outs.
Craig, thank you so much. We appreciate all your knowledge you dropped on us today. It was great stuff. And have a great trip up to Columbus for that first game of the season. What a great way to start the year.
Yeah, looking forward to it, fellas. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it, Craig. Hey, and he is the voice of the Texas Longhorns, giving us all kinds of info on Isaiah Bond, who says he's coming to the Browns. The Browns didn't confirm it, but really interesting story in itself. And then again, you got Ohio State and Texas getting ready to square off the first week of the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.